1. Begin transmission.
If you think you're hearing tornado sirens, you are correct. It's 1930 UTC, and it's, strangely enough, 1938 local time. The tornado sirens are going off. You're listening to the Dubious Tornado Committee, a show that airs, well, not every day, but whenever we have a tornado, it's on. So, welcome to the show. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman and host. And for about the last hour, we've had some thunder. Temperatures dropping a bit, but now the tornado sirens are going off. Walking out into my garage, opening the garage door, and oh, at least it finally started raining. Well, looks like it rained a little bit. Hey, we got fireflies. Yeah, I've got half a dozen fireflies in my front yard. The sky is dark and green, occasionally lit up by some really nice flashes of lightning. The thunder is that lovely continually rolling thunder sound. There's a you can hear it, I'm sure. I'm starting to get a little bit wet now. It even though we had lots of thunder, we didn't have any rain. But now it is finally raining a little bit. It is strangely hot outside still. And I'm scanning the skies. I'm looking for tornadoes all around, but I do not see any. However, we do have tornado sirens. And if you don't live in Tornado Alley, tornado sirens mean that a tornado has been spotted on the ground and you need to take shelter. So why am I standing outside in my driveway? Oh, here comes the rain. Now it's coming down. Okay. Yeah, we're going back in. Whoa, Magilla Magula. All right, so close the garage door. I've really been enjoying the rumbly thunder. My cat doesn't like it, but that's because she's a kitty. Let's turn on the weather channel here and see what we're getting tornado-wise. The funny thing is, I was just thinking about going downstairs and doing my fireworks inventory. Severe thunderstorm warning, Fort Calhoun, Waterloo, Meade, Cedar Creek, and Kennard, or Kennard. This includes the following highways, 275 in Nebraska near Mile Marker 167, blah, 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 Highway 30 in Iowa. This is uneducational. So, let's head back into the studio and see what's going on in here. Turn the weather radio on here, see what we got. Talk to me. Hello?
Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Seward, David City, Utica, Valparaiso, Bellwood, Beaver Crossing, Rising City, Brainerd, Staplehurst, Garland, Dwight.
Yes, there is a Beaver Crossing, Nebraska.
Malcolm.
It's taking him a long time.
Cordova and Garrison. This includes the following highways. Highway 77 in Nebraska between mile markers 81 and 82. Highway 92 in Nebraska
yeah,
between
mile markers 434. Let's check the storm scanner, the storm spotters.
Where's my spotters?
Well, geez, if the spotters aren't creating a lot of traffic, there can't be too much threat. Let's go back to Perfect Paul with the weather.
Castor, Saunders and Seward.
Okay, here's the warning tones. What do we got?
A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for northwestern Mills, western Pottawatomie, southwestern Harrison, Sarpy, southeastern Washington, Douglas, southern Saunders, and northern Cass counties. At 7:36 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 4 miles southwest of Missouri Valley to 8 miles southwest of Fort Calhoun to 3 miles south of Waterloo to near Wahoo, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. These are very dangerous storms.
Thanks.
Expected hazards include 80 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail.
Okay, I'm in Douglas County. The storm is apparently slightly to the north of us, but moving in this direction. Why did they set off the tornado sirens? I've heard nothing about any tornado business. And those beeps and glops you hear are one of those storm spotter repeaters. Are we going to get any action? There's no storm spotter traffic. This can't be all that big of a tornado warning. I think we've got hosed again. Boy, there. Whoever's got their button on the tornado siren. Whoever's got their finger on the tornado siren button.
Zero USA weather alert. Severe storm watch for the area. Please turn to 162.40 megahertz.
So that's one of the repeaters telling us to listen to the weather radio, which we were just listening to, and it wasn't telling us much. Maybe we should go back.
90 and 104. Highway 92 in Nebraska between mile markers 446 and 466. Interstate 29 between mile markers 39 and 79. Interstate 80 in Iowa between mile markers 1 and 23. Interstate 80 in Nebraska between mile markers 428 and 454.
Yeah, that's around here.
For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for the following counties in Nebraska, Cass, Douglas, Sarpy, Saunders, and Washington, and the following counties in Iowa, Harrison,
Mills,
and Pottawatomie.
Douglas County.
The following is a summary of watches, warnings, and advisories in effect.
Okay, give me the summary.
A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for the following counties in Iowa, Harrison, Mills, and Pottawatomie, and the following counties in Nebraska, Cass, Douglas, Sarpy, Saunders, and Washington. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 8:30 p.m. for the following county, Saunders, Nebraska. Severe thunderstorm watch number 339 remains in effect until 10 p.m. and now includes the following county, Mills, Iowa. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds, in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings.
Yeah, well, if the severe weather is not happening, why are you giving us the tornado sirens? This is the second time this has happened this year. We get the tornado sirens going off, and we turn on the TV, we turn on the weather radio, and there's no mention of tornadoes anywhere. This is starting to make me angry. Why are they setting off the tornado sirens if there's no tornadoes? It's not like there's going to be an air raid. Well, now I'm sort of annoyed. No tornadoes. What the heck is going on? Well, if there's big winds coming, I'm not hearing them. I've got my window open right here. I don't even hear the rolling thunder anymore. I don't hear any big winds. They were talking about 80 mile an hour winds, which would be detrimental to me. Yeah. Because I lose power easily. Whenever there's a big windstorm, I always lose my electricity. because, you know, a tree branch breaks off and falls on some power line somewhere, and boom, no power for Tobe. And that's not fun. I don't like having no power. No power means no doing dubious goals committee. So now I don't know what to do. Don't know what to think. I'm still mad. Why are they setting off the sirens? Why are they setting off the sirens if there's no tornado? Okay, here's some more warning noises.
Severe thunderstorm watch number 339 remains in effect until 10 p.m. and big now deal. Includes the following county: Mills, Iowa. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather.
Yeah, well, we can learn that by looking out the window.
And close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings.
I am alert.
Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, broadcast radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, severe thunderstorm watch number 339 remains in effect until 10 p.m. and now includes the following county: Mills, Iowa.
It's moving.
Severe thunderstorm watch number 339 remains in effect until 10 p.m. for the following counties: in Nebraska,
Come on, give me a tornado.
Douglas, Odo, Sarpy, Saunders, and Washington, and the following counties: in Iowa, Harrison, Mills, and Pottawatomie. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather,
including large. This is moving away from us. It has moved across the river. Perfect Paul here is talking about locations in Iowa. Mills County, that's further away. Pottawatomie County is the county right across the river from Omaha. That's the county that Council Bluffs is in. And they were talking about Woodbine. Woodbine is 40 miles away.
Southwest of Denison, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour.
My power is blinking.
Expected hazards include tornado.
My power is blinking. That can't be good. Are we going to lose power? You know, I think there must be some wind somewhere. But everything around here seems to have calmed down. My lights are flickering a little bit. My phone is doing that weird thing where it clicks the speaker when the power gets wonky. I'm turning around. Yep, I'm looking at my General MIDI synth. I usually have it on power saver mode, but whenever the power blinks or flutters, it turns itself on. Let's check my purple emu. Nope, my purple emu is still off, but it does the same thing. If the power flickers, it'll turn itself on, which to me is hilarious.
National Weather Service in Omaha has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Lancaster County in southeastern Nebraska, Seward County in southeastern Nebraska, Butler County.
Well, who cares? Where's the dang tornadoes? All I want is a tornado.
A severe thunderstorm was located.
Is that too much to ask? I mean, seriously?
Miles southeast of Columbus, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. Expected hazards include 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This is a radar-indicated threat.
We got nothing
the
here.
The following impacts are expected. Hail damage to vehicles is expected.
This is great. All the hail, mobile hail repair guys are going to get some business, but there's no hail here. There's no tornadoes here. I can barely hear any thunder still, and I think it even stopped raining.
Brainerd, Staplehurst, Garland, Dwight, B, Ulysses, Ceresco, Malcolm, Raymond, Gorner, Davy, Cordova, and Garrison. This includes the following highways.
Oh, this is starting to make me mad. This is false advertising by the NOAA, by NOAA. The National Weather Service. I mean, come on, you can't set the sirens off and then not have a tornado. That's false advertising. This is making me mad. Who do I talk to? Who do I complain about this? To whom do I complain?
In Nebraska, Butler, Lancaster, Saunders, and Seward. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for northwestern Fremont.
Oh, we know, but nobody cares.
South Central Harrison, Sarpy, northeastern Lancaster.
It's not like we need to listen to the radio to find out if it's raining. No, we can just look out the window.
At 7:56 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 4 miles northwest of Underwood to 5 miles east of Council Bluffs to near Cedar Creek to 6 miles northwest of Greenwood, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour.
Yeah, yeah.
These are very dangerous storms.
Ooh.
Expected hazards include 90 miles per hour wind gusts.
Ooh, that's pretty good. 90
this
miles an hour.
Indicated threat. Numerous reports of 70 to 90 miles per hour winds have been received associated with the leading edge of the storm.
That's some wind.
The following impacts are expected. You are in a life-threatening situation.
Life-threatening!
Flying debris may be deadly to those caught without shelter.
Flying debris.
All homes will be heavily damaged or destroyed.
Really?
Homes and businesses will have substantial roof and window damage. Expect extensive tree damage and power outages.
Uh-oh.
Locations impacted include southeastern Omaha, Council Bluffs, Bellevue, Papillion, La Vista, Plattsmouth.
He said southeastern Omaha. Good thing I'm in northwestern Omaha.
Oakland, Malvern, Louisville, Weeping Water, Trainer, Underwood, Carson, and Elmwood. This includes the following highways. Highway 34 in Iowa.
No, don't care about the highways. Okay, well, seems to me like we're not going to get any tornadoes. I'm angry. I go to all this effort to do a tornado show every time the tornado sirens go off, and do we ever actually get any tornadoes? No.
Between mile markers 15 and 56. Interstate 80 in Iowa between mile markers 1 and 23. Interstate 80 in the
blah, blah, blah,
mile
blah.
Markers 411
mile markers, mile markers, mile markers. Oh, here we go. Let's see if there's anything new to hear. Now that's the super danger warning tone. That's the danger alert.
The National Weather Service in Omaha has issued a tornado warning for northeastern Fremont County in southwestern Iowa, west central Montgomery County in southwestern Iowa,
that's Red Oak
County in southwestern Iowa, northeastern Sarpy County, northeastern Cass County in southeastern Nebraska, until 8:30 p.m. At 8:06 p.m., severe thunderstorms capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-line wind damage were located over Offutt Air Force Base,
ooh,
12 miles south of Omaha, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Expected hazards include tornado. This is a radar-indicated threat rotation.
Expected hazards of a tornado warning are tornado.
Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed.
Okay. So, yeah, we are having some tornadic activity, but this tornado that they're talking about is well south of here. We're about 12, 15 miles away, and it sounds like the storm is below us southern-wise and is moving across the river. Iowa is probably going to get nailed. Somebody in Iowa is going to get tornadoes. But I'm not there. I'm in Nebraska looking for tornadoes. Although a tomato tornado might be interesting too. Can you imagine that? Like, suppose a tornado like went through a giant field of tomatoes and it sucked up all the tomatoes and it started throwing tomatoes everywhere. That would be awesome. That would be the best tornado ever. People would be talking about it for decades. Hey, do you remember the tomato tornado back in 2017? That was the craziest thing ever.
Or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle,
you are going to die. All right, let's see what this next little update is all about.
Your thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for northwestern Fremont.
Yeah, we knew this part already.
South central Harrison, Sarpy, northeastern Lancaster, northwestern Odo, southeastern Douglas, southeastern Saunders, and Cass counties. At 7:56 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 4 miles northwest of Underwood to 5 miles east of Council Bluffs to near Cedar Creek to 6 miles northwest of Greenwood, moving southeast at 45 miles per
hour. Yeah. Although I do have to admit, I like it when they say, "You are in a life-threatening situation." That strikes me as being humorous. Let's check the spotters.
You know, you have a nice little, it's not an alternator whine, but you have a nice little almost knock on your signal when you're talking. Yeah, it's like I'm hearing your engine, you know, pop, 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 but it's not the pop, it's, I can tell your engine's running, it, yeah, that says it best, it's clicks.
That's my trademark signature. That's the microphone. I gotta replace it. I've just been lazy. Everybody says they can hear me over it, so why replace it till it's broke? And I need to do it, though. But I appreciate that. It's just a mic. But hopefully the signal was good besides that.
Buy a new mic.
Yeah, noise on signal, OO card. So, you know, just be aware. Insert KRK.
Oh boy, I'll be looking in the mail. KD0DDU.
Well, somebody's out looking around at storms with a radio. It sounds to me like those guys are over in Iowa. Let's try the Iowa repeaters. I don't know if I can get them with, I got the little stubby antenna on the radio. Click, click, clipping my mic with noise. Well, I am starting to hear some more rolling thunder outdoors, and I think we are still getting a little bit of rain, but it seems to me that the big storm is moving away from me, and as such, we're not going to get any tornado action. Let's double check with Perfect Paul here. Fade him up.
59 in Iowa between mile markers 25 and...
Yeah, it's more of the mile marker business. The funny thing is when he talks about Highway 59, between mile markers whatever and whatever, I know right where he's talking about. The great thing about this is, or this tornado, this storm, is it's going through my old territory. Back when I was the copier repair guy, I used to drive around, you know, the entire southeastern quarter of Iowa. And I know all these towns that they're talking about, Malvern and Woodbridge. Glenwood, Red Oak, Malvern. I said Malvern already. Malvern is a funny little town. What else is going on here, Paul?
A summary of watches, warnings, and advisories in effect.
The summary is next.
Thunderstorm warning.
Oh, the summary got interrupted. Looks like we got more breaking weather. Let's hear what this is all about. Oh. The danger tone. Something's going down, kids. What's it going to be?
The National Weather Service in Omaha has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Montgomery County in southwestern Iowa, Mills County in southwestern Iowa, Shelby County in southwestern Iowa, Fremont County in southwestern Iowa, Pottawatomie County in southwestern Iowa, Eastern Harrison County in southwestern Iowa, Page County in southwestern.
It's funny they mentioned Fremont County. I've actually been arrested in Fremont County.
Eastern Nebraska, southeastern Douglas County, southeastern Saunders County, Sarpy County, eastern Odo County in southeastern Nebraska,
blah, blah,
County
blah.
In southeastern Nebraska, until 8:45 p.m. At 8:14 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 5 miles east of Persia to Trainer to 3 miles southeast of Pacific Junction to 4 miles southwest of Elmwood, moving southeast at 45 miles...
Pacific Junction is also a very interesting, tiny little town. There's about 6 buildings on their main street, and one of them is their library. I'm thinking that's Silver City. Pacific Junction is the little town that has the racetrack. Yeah, there's this town, I don't even know if it's incorporated, Pacific Junction. And it's about, it's about 20 miles south of here. You can drive there in less than half an hour. And they've got a drag strip, and a road course track, and they've got this special lake for racing jet skis and stuff. It's pretty cool. And all the state patrols and all the local police departments, they all train down there on that racetrack whenever they're, you know, practicing doing high-speed chases and stuff. And sometimes when I used to drive by there, you could see just cop cars flying around on that track. It was always fun. And you know what else occurs to me? They're probably drag racing. Probably not tonight, but it's about that season. Spring and summer, you can drive down there on Fridays and Saturday nights, and you can race your own car against whoever you want. It's like $15, and a lot of people go down there and hang out and watch. We should do that. We should go down there and watch drag racing sometime.
In Nebraska, Kess and Sarpy, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 8:45 p.m. for the following counties.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Iowa,
I don't care about thunderstorms. Tell me about tornadoes.
Cass, Douglas, Odo, Sarpy, and Saunders.
Tornado.
Severe thunderstorm watch number 339 remains in effect until 10 p.m.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now includes the following county: Mills, Iowa.
It's
Remember,
moving.
A severe thunderstorm watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent.
You know, at this point, I would be satisfied with some large hail. Hail is always fun. It's fun to run around outdoors when it's hailing. You know, just put on a helmet. And if you don't have a helmet, just, you know, go into the kitchen, find some pots and pans, find one that's large enough to put on your head, put it on your head, and then go outside and run around in the hail. Because that's always fun. You know, I'm getting kind of bored. Bored enough that I don't want to sit here and listen to the stupid radio anymore.
So let's go back outside, or at least back out to the garage, and see what's going on in the sky. We're going to leave the studio here, and into the living room we go. There's my cat hiding in the thunder hut because kitties don't like thunders. Going to put on my shoes. This one doesn't want to go on. Okay, into the garage. And we'll open the garage door, and wow, it's a little brighter. It's not as dark as it was, but it's greener now. So that's wacky. It's still raining a little bit. There's lots of good water flowing down my gutters. Maybe I should get some rainboats, put some rainboats out. Oh no, there's too many cars parked in the street. Yeah, that's no fun. How am I going to play with my rainboats in this beautiful rainstorm? I guess I could take a rainboat up to the top of the hill. Yeah, the cloud cover is starting to go away. As I look to the north, I can see that it's kind of starting to clear up. There's some actual light starting to poke through. Yeah, the storm is south of us, and it is moving. Moving into Iowa. So I think we're just about done here. No stormage. We got some rain though. Maybe we'll have some mushrooms or something tomorrow. Maybe we can go out and look if it's not too hot. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. So tune in tomorrow. As for me, I think it's about time I say something like, you have been listening to the Dubious Tornado Committee, a show that airs whenever the tornado sirens go off right here on Anon Radio. What else do we got going on this week on Anon Radio? I don't know. I guess I might as well go back inside. So, I will talk to you tomorrow. Maybe we'll find some mushrooms.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Errors. Hello. This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to